She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. And I'm sure that you can hear the smile in my voice, if you know what I mean, if that's possible. Thank you so much for joining us today. This show is sponsored by Chapman Tucson. And instead of rushing through that, I just have to ask you, how many car dealerships that do you know from around the country have an active Going Green team? Well, Chapman does. I'm really proud of their sponsorship. They don't just sell green cars, and I was over there yesterday for a Chapman Going Green team meeting. So I want to do like a longer shout out to Chapman for all that their seven dealerships are doing to become more sustainable, from green from the inside out. Some of their team came to work on their day off. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And Chapman stepped up about 5 years ago and said, Mrs. Green, tell us how we can become a more sustainable dealership. So there's major kudos, shout out to them. And I'm also thrilled, breathless, excited, and I told my guest that I might just be my totally outrageous off-air self on the show today because I'm that excited. Her name is Jessica Arenella, and she is the creator of the What Can You Do series. And honestly, I'm going to do it, Jessica. It's we will rock you. We are so going to rock you on this show. And now while everybody absorbs all that and takes a deep breath, including me, let me make a few brief announcements and we shall indeed get on the show. So Jessica, welcome and thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm such a big fan. I'm honored to be here.
It's going to be so much fun. Okay. Mrs. Green's World is indeed a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and Castle Rock Radio, expanding our reach, where my shows can be heard weekly. Please visit my website page, mrsgreensworld.com/radio show, for weekly broadcast times and links to their website. They're helping me spread the good green word in other markets. Just remember, we're live here every Saturday at noon, sometimes pre-recorded live. Figure that one out if you want. And we invite you to join us each week. You can listen on your iPhone or Droid. One of the most fun things I do is when I do a pre-record because someone can't be available on a Saturday is I listen to my own show on my Droid so that I can see how I did and do my little report card. All of the podcasts from the show are on my website. We try to get them up within a day for your listening pleasure. And please connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, whatever your social media pleasure is, because then you'll find out about great guests like Jessica Arenella. And Arenella, sorry, there I am. See, I'm so excited. Please info@mrsgreensworld.com with questions, and we will get back to you if you have them. And I've said this before, if you look at our show guests, which many people do, and I get emails saying, I can't believe the lineup. If you have questions of the guests, please ask us. And Kelly, who's my wingman, my reason that I'm still sane in my life, she will get the questions to me and we will get them answered from our guests. I'm really excited about heading to Yakutat, Alaska this coming week, and I will be probably a Facebook and Twitter fool. I'll be in a frenzy because of the beautiful place that we're getting to go, and I'm going to be presenting at an energy conference up there. So that's why you want to stay in touch. I promise not to try to inundate you. Okay, we are 2 weeks into our Pin to Win It contest on Pinterest for Earth Month. And, you know, why do we do this? Because we really would like to know what people who are on Pinterest, what on earth moves you? Is it clean water? Is it healthy food? Is it alternative energy? Tell us, because that will give us information for future shows. And we'll know what the people who are a part of Mrs. Green's World want to want us to check out, want us to research, and want to schedule a show guest. So if you are on Pinterest, please go to my website, and it's up in the upper right-hand corner. It says Pin to Win. And if you're not, you might want to become a pinner. I don't know. It's another thing to do on social media, but you can just visit my website for details. And if you have someone in your life who does Pinterest, please feel free to share the link. Okay, my last announcement before we get on with the show with Jessica Arenella is about one of our national sponsors, Ecobella. And again, this is another example of what this company does that ties into our show guest. Their founder of Ecobella, Sally Malenga, figured out one thing that she could do, and she started an international company that makes some of the purest, finest hair and makeup products on the planet. I mean, really and truly, Sally and the folks at Ecobella are the change that I wish to see in the world every day in every way. Just a little heads up, little hint, if any of my daughters are listening from around the country, Mother's Day's coming up. And I encourage all of you listening to think sustainable giving for your mothers, your grandmothers, your favorite aunt, whoever it is, and maybe not even a product. If you're going to get a product, Ecobella would be a wonderful idea. But do things that we're going to talk about today. You can do just one thing. And if someone did that for me, it'd be make me happier than any gift that I could get that's a physical gift. So I want to just put that out there. And I'm sure you will like what you see when you visit the Ecobella site. Use the code Mrs. Green at checkout and you'll get 10% off your purchase. Who doesn't like that? And we are really proud to have them as partners in our preservation of the planet. So let's get started. See, that makes me think of another song, Jessica. It's like, let's get it started, because I don't know what's happening to me today. I mean, and I didn't even have any coffee. So let's talk about you. You are the series creator for the What Can You Do series.
What you can do.
Yeah. And what you have done is really what we're going to talk about. And I just, if people are listening from their computer and can pull up another screen, go to the What You Can Do website and see what they're doing. So I am really so proud to have you as a guest today. And let's start at the very beginning. I'm not going to sing any more songs, I promise. So let's start with the story of what is What You Can Do.
Well, in a nutshell, What You Can Do is a television and web series that shows people what can be done about the world's most pressing social and environmental issues, even in as little as 1 minute. And we were proud to premiere in the fall of 2009 on PBS here in New York City. And in 2010, we became a full-fledged web series, so every weekday we created one video on a different issue. And by the end of that time, we have now a library that houses over 300 videos. We're working with almost 100 not-for-profit and expert organizations. And we're really proud because we feel that we've created a real toolbox for change so that if you're out there and feeling overwhelmed, as I often do, about these issues that are facing us, you can go and pick a video and watch it and make an immediate impact.
You know, there's always a deeper cut, though. Like for the Mrs. Green's world, there were defining moments in my life that I said, I've got to do something. And it was something deep within me that I still don't quite understand because, you know, one day I'm Gina Murphy Darling. The next day, everybody thinks my name is Mrs. Green and calls my house saying, is this Mr. Green? So what was there, were there deeper reasons why, other than frustration? I think in the notes that I read, it came out of a painful process with the death of your mom.
It did. It was a twofold catalyst in my life. I lost my mother to cancer. And for me, I was fairly young at the time, and it was a profoundly shattering experience. And I found myself, as I think many people do when they've experienced that kind of loss, trying to recalibrate myself and who I was and where I fit in the world and what I wanted from the world and what I wanted from my life. And during this time period, for reasons that remain unclear, I was watching a lot of documentaries. and I was finding that while documentaries have become truly brilliant at illuminating social issues, there was often a step that was missing between illuminating the problem and then showing you what to do. And I was watching one that was particularly amazing with my sister and my husband, who are braver than me. And at a certain point, I got up and I was like, I can't do this. And I went into my bedroom and I did something very mature. I picked up Us magazine. Because I had this feeling of, I can't have this feeling of powerlessness again. I can't confront these feelings again. If there is nothing that I can do about this, I don't want to know. And somewhere into an article, I believe it was on Brangelina, it sort of clicked for me that, you know, this is a problem, because in many ways I'm your target audience. I'm the girl that's going to get off the couch. I'm the girl who's going to join you. I'll do the walk. I'll do the step if you just show me what it is.
Right.
And I was thinking to myself, you know, somebody should do something about this. And then it was sort of that click where, like, well, I happen to know one of the most brilliant producers in New York City, my sister, Alicia Aranella, and I have, albeit limited, production skills. Maybe I should do this. And, you know, as fate would have it, we were at a film festival presenting, you know, a work of narrative fiction. And my sister was giving a speech. And in it, she mentioned the idea for What You Can Do. And there was a producer from PBS there. And he came and he asked us to come in and pitch it because he really liked it. And so we did. And they liked it. And they basically were like, we love it. Can you make it short? And we're like, sure, we can. We can do it in 60 seconds. And that's really how it was born.
Unbelievable. I mean, the whole, when you talk about a perfect storm and all of the ingredients, when something's meant to happen, there's no force on the earth that can stop an idea whose time has come. And that's just, I mean, it's like hanging on to your every word. So you said, okay, we can do it in a minute. Was there a reason for that? Was it to get away from people's excuses? I don't have time, blah, blah, blah. To me, a minute seems like a perfect amount of time, but what was the, did that just pop out and, like, we're sticking with it?
Yeah, I mean, for one, it was honestly, you know, production necessity, where they're like, we need this to be short. And my sister, being pretty much the Bobby McFerrin of all things production, was like, sure, we can do it in 60 seconds. But really, you know, we chose a minute for two reasons. One being that it does. I really do believe that we have become so busy with real responsibility that there are many people who really, honest to God, do not have an hour. Do not have even a half an hour to devote to an issue, but everybody's got a minute. And the other reason we picked a minute was because it's inspiring and it gets your attention. You know, it's full disclosure, we're having that moment. You know, I knew there were things environmentally that you could do in a minute, but when we were starting this process and we were calling these organizations, I really wasn't sure that there was something you could do to, say, combat domestic violence or combat human trafficking, or fight animal extinction in a minute. So I was calling these, you know, leading experts in their fields and explaining who I was and trying to get them excited about the project. And then I try to, like, sneak it in, you know, like, and by the way, is there something you could do maybe just in a minute? And I was shocked by the response, because expert after expert was saying, oh, yes, there is, and thank you so much for asking, and please let people know these tips. And for me, that was a real turning point in the project, because I felt so inspired and comforted, and it made me believe if there's impact you can make in as little as 1 minute, many of these problems that are facing us are potentially solvable.
And I don't want to just jump to the rainforest site, but that's one that we can talk about, because even with breast cancer, I get these reminders from friends of mine who have lost someone to breast cancer or who themselves have recovered from it, and they say, click on the breast cancer site, click on the breast cancer site. That doesn't even take a minute.
Not even a minute.
It just, you don't even need a minute for some of these things. So it really is what you can do. So you have a variety of mediums, which I think is so important today to maximize your reach and your impact. So you have online, you have TV, and you've got all those covers, and you go to festivals. What kind of festivals do you go to?
Well, this is really exciting, and thank you for asking me. But we were just picked as a 2013 Webby honoree.
Oh my gosh!
For public service and activism for our channel.
Yay!
I know, for us that's like winning an Oscar. We're super excited.
That is amazing.
Thank you. But we have been we try to participate in festivals that are looking to promote green work. We've been in the Hollyweb Festival, which is really exciting. We've done the Indie Fest and the LA Web Fest Festival, which has been really great for us. We've been there, I think this is our second consecutive year. And yeah, we're trying to take advantage of a lot of these platforms that are out there. And one of the most fascinating things that I've found about the differences between the medium, for example, is, you know, it's a huge honor to be on PBS and to have that traditional platform of television. But the thing that's so cool about being able to be on the web is that it takes out that step of needing to wait until you can get to a computer to make action. So, for example, if you were to see a spot of ours on PBS, you would have to be like, oh, I like that. I'd like to do that. You'd have to remember. You know, sometimes life gets in the way.
Right. You
but
forget.
If you're online, we're able to offer action steps on our website.
Right.
So if you're watching a video at whatyoucando.com and you're very passionate about, you know, for example, animal welfare, after the video we can provide you with the actual link and you can make your action right then and right there. So you can start making your impact immediately, which is a really exciting thing about this new platform that's opening up for all of us.
And it's in the now. And I just have to do this little tiny sidebar, but we're a big, huge University of Arizona town here in Tucson. I'm based in Tucson. And, you know, it's a small town, even though it's a million people. And Greg Byrne is our athletic director. He spoke to my Rotary Club Thursday, and he looked around at our Rotary Club. We're blessed enough to have a very diverse group in age and ethnicity and stuff. And he said, if you own a business today and you're not on Twitter, you're not getting anybody under 40. So one of the things that I loved about what you're doing, you can't do just one thing as far as your social media, the way that you do the distribution, and you're not. You're hitting everybody where they are instead of trying them to find you. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you. And it's one of the things I'm really proud of. And I also think, you know, in terms of these issues that are facing us, I think it's going to take everybody. You know, it's not just going to be, you know, the young kids who are going to save us. It's not just going to be people who are older. So it is important to us to try to reach people where they are and to make action steps that are feasible for people where they are.
I agree. It's everybody. It's going to take us all taking one step. Now, one of the things I loved also, lots of respect here for what you're doing and what you continue to do. A lot of people say, well, you know, what have they done? How do they measure their impact? You have. And I really would like to take the time to go through a couple of the examples that of things that you did that you have measurable impacts that you can share with people and inspire them and say, huh, that sounds really good. I can do that. So let's talk about the turn off the tap. My number one issue is clean water. So I loved that one.
I myself have become a bit of the water police. You know,
that
I'm
is
starting
what
to get a little dangerous to invite to a dinner party.
I get it. And people say, oh my God, I had that happen this week. They're saying, oh God, I'm hosting this happy hour next month. Are you coming? And I said, yes. And she said, we're going to have to talk. And I said, I don't judge.
See, that's so good with the judging. Sometimes, you know, especially I'll start to get a little sweaty. I try not to judge.
Me too.
But with the tap, with the running, it makes me a little nuts.
I just go turn it off and just then, you know, move away a little bit. I have actually done that. So, yes, the wonder why I was so excited about having the show.
Too.
So I just turn it off. They'll turn it back on.
Yeah. You know, water for me, that was, once we made these videos and we had this toolbox, you know, it did become very important because I think we all have a tendency, you know, especially with so much that's facing us, to feel powerless. You know, and I think that a lot of times a normal, well, at least it's my reaction, I'm not sure if it's normal, but I think a very human reaction is to feel so much fear that you begin to feel apathetic.
Yes, it shuts you down, yep.
And so we started to say, well, we keep telling people that you can make an impact in a minute, but what does it really look like if you added my 1 minute to your 1 minute to someone else's 1 minute? And so we started to try to come up with ideas of challenges that if we all could come together. You know, and again, these wonderful, our Facebook community is really amazing. So if we could harness that power on Facebook, maybe we can start to show people how powerful they are. So being the water police, I know all these wonderful statistics.
That.
I know. Not all of my family does. You know, we had all these wonderful statistics about, and frightening statistics, of the fact that, you know, the average American can use up to 100 gallons of water a day. And I believe that this is the year, it's 2013, the EPA is estimating that 36 of the 50 states will be facing some sort of water shortage even without a drought-like condition.
Do you think that, I just have to ask you, Jessica, do you think when that happens, like I sit there sometimes, and I'm sure you do, and I say, what's it going to take, people? What's it going to take? Is it going to take turning on the water and nothing comes out, turning on the faucet? What's it going to take? We don't have to get there. So do you think 36 states having water shortages will help get people's attention and respect having clean water?
I really hope so. You know, I think it's going to take this sort of change in consciousness. And for me, what's helpful is to start to put my attention on how much of a resource do I actually need? You know, I think that the national statistic right now is that we're using 26 billion gallons of water a year.
Ouch.
And I think that up to 30% of that is even used outside.
Right.
So it's like little things you can start to do. For example, we all are going to, no one's jumping in a cold shower. It's not happening. So we're all
going to
just turn on our water. And especially in the summer, if you were to catch that water in a bucket, for example, and then use it to wash your car, you know, a hose uses 6 gallons of water a minute, and that bucket will just have this water that you were going to waste anyway. And then another one that I found that was really, you know, it just makes you think, is if you just turn off the water while you're brushing your teeth, so wet your toothbrush and then turn it off, that's a saving 8 gallons of water a day, which adds up to 240 gallons a month. So we're like, what if we just did that with our Facebook fans? What if we just asked them to do it? We'll just take a really small amount of time and just, you know, that's really simple. And we were able to save 2,000 gallons of water in just 5 days.
That you even know of, because I'm sure other people did it. I have people tell me all the time. So you probably had more of a ripple effect than that, but that was measurable. So most unfortunately, we are going to have to take a short break. Not unfortunately. I love my sponsors. It's a chance for them to have a little bit of the time. We are having a great interview with Jessica Arenella, What You Can Do series. Lots more on outcomes and some really exciting things that are going on. Please stay here with me.
In the mid-Tucson summer, you would expect it to be over 100 degrees, but deep beneath the University of Arizona's compost heap, temperatures can hit 160. Started by the Compost Cats student group, the U of A Compost Project is collecting tons of waste from around campus and keeping it out of landfills. Gathering garbage and converting it into a useful product for the community? Now that's a hot idea indeed. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green. The 2013 VW Jetta TDI is the sedan people love to love. It comes with a zippy turbocharged diesel engine that's 90% cleaner burning than previous diesel engines, and it goes farther on a tank of gas than a Toyota Prius. Chapman Volkswagen has a great selection of Jetta TDIs, so choose yours today at chapmantucson.com or in person at 4646 East 22nd Street in Tucson.
You know how they say your donation to Goodwill changes lives?
Well, it's true.
It's true.
Well, it's true.
Goodwill.
Goodwill gave my son a chance.
My mom, hope.
My brother, a sense of purpose.
And help my dad find a job.
Goodwill helps thousands of people.
People like us every year.
People like us.
Every year. Your donations to Goodwill do change lives. Please donate today.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Welcome back, everybody. You are indeed listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I know if you are joining us, you're as happy and as excited as I am to be listening to someone so filled with passion, such an early adopter, a game changer. And part of what I love is that she's doing this What You Can Do series with her family. And her name is Jessica Arenella. And we are so happy to have you. It's really, really been a time flies when you're having fun moment.
Indeed.
Oh my gosh. It's like, what do you mean? There's 2 minutes till the break. Okay. So we were talking when we went to break about your measurable changes. And I want to tell you a funny, this is a too much information from Mrs. Green, but I last week took my phone and I did the stopwatch and I timed my shower because I wanted to see if I was just doing a normal shower, not trying to rush. And I got to tell you, kiddo, it was 3 minutes and 43 seconds.
Really?
But I did disclose that was without shaving my legs. I have to tell everybody that. But if you that's TMI, but if you don't have to do that every day, and I think that's important too. So it was just, and I, of course, you know, disclosed it at my networking group and everybody cracked up and I said, just try it someday. How can you take a 10-minute shower? It's awful and wasteful. And then I become the water police and everybody says, go sit at another table. So, Okay. Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign. Talk about that and what you did via the What You Can Do series. And how you made an impact.
We were so proud. So we were able to save the 2,000 gallons of water in 5 days, and it emboldened us to try to do something bigger. And we work very closely often with the Greater Good, which has the Click to Give sites, one of which is the breast cancer site. And, you know, obviously anything cancer is going to be very close to my heart. I lost my mom to lung cancer, but, you know, I've had very good friends who have gone through breast cancer. And mammograms are so important. Because if early detection, your survival rate leaps to something, I think some people even say as high as 99%. And so we worked with them closely, and they said, you know, if you create a video, we will, and it gets a certain number of views, we will donate 500 free mammograms. Oh. And so we were like, of course we will do this. And so that one was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun creating the video. We were so fortunate that we were able to get a really great song, Click for Your Mama by the Scissor Sisters. And we just created a fun video and people passed it around and it was a successful campaign and was able to donate 500 free mammograms to women in need.
Because it's another thing that you've thought about is not everybody can just go and schedule a doctor mammogram with their primary care physician because a lot of people can't afford that. So this is huge.
Exactly.
It's really a very, to me, the village and the children and the global community concept. Now, another one I want to talk about because there's it seems like there's nothing I do that gets more engagement as Mrs. Green. It's, you know, it's kind of sad, but I love it, is when I do anything with Humane Society of Southern Arizona.
Yes.
Like people go nuts. So like Chapman that I was talking about earlier, we have I named it a Pick a Pooch Day, and they bring animals there for adoption. And, you know, I cry like 6 or 7 times when I see these people being matched up with pets. But you did something so amazing in terms of actual dollars. You can do this campaign with Pet Finder and Animal Rescue. Talk about that. Brag about that.
Oh, thank you. Well, I can't take all the credit. It was a real joint forces sort of experience. But, you know, the other thing that we heard a lot from people was, I don't have the time, which we tried to combat with, you know, focusing on action that could be done in a minute. And the other one is, well, you know, if I'm not Bill Gates or I'm not, you know, the Clinton Foundation or I'm not Obama, like I just don't have enough, like my donation to something won't make a difference. And so we wanted to show that, you know, a very small donation can have a huge impact. So again, another wonderful Click to Give site, the Animal Rescue site. We teamed up with them and we teamed up with the Pet Finder Foundation last summer to help support 14,000 animal shelter and animal welfare organizations all across the country. And what we did was we took 50 days and we created another video and we asked people to get involved by giving just $5. We wanted the amount to be very something that, you know,
that almost everybody can do.
Almost everybody can do. And, you know, we were shocked because we shattered it. We raised close to $58,000. And that money went to do some amazing things. The Pet Finder Foundation is really wonderful. For example, it went to vaccinate animals in shelters because a healthy animal is more than 2 times more likely to be adopted.
Right.
And it went to another program they have, which is where they bring in trainers to shelters because they're finding that if a dog, for example, goes home with having just a little bit of obedience training, the reduction rate of them coming back is 90%. And it helped to rebuild all the shelters that had been, you know, destroyed by the superstorms that went through the Midwest with another wonderful program that they have called Rescue U, where college kids come in and they help to rebuild the shelters. So we were really proud, but more than anything, we were just really proud of this community coming together and by doing, you know, just giving such a small amount of money, making such a huge impact.
$58,000. And one of the things, as you're talking, makes me think about what we talked about a little bit on air, but before off air, there are so many issues that at times it can become daunting and you get sad and it's overwhelming. The flip side of that is when you're as deeply immersed in it as you and I are, you hear stories like this and it's like, bring it on. When I do these events with the Humane Society, I am a total goofball. I mean, I watch and I want the pet, the older pet that literally, like last time it had only three legs and it was blind. And I'm not saying that to be funny, even though the Humane Society people laughed too. They had a name for it. I mean, for this wonderful dog. And this older couple came in and made a beeline for this dog. And I was like, oh, thank God, that one found a home. And Mr. Green is like, do not come home with the dog. We're doing enough for a preservation of the planet. So there was no me taking the dog home. But it's just so inspirational to see you light a match and ignite people. And then you raise $58,000 for one of, to me, I call it the ultimate recycling. Because you're recycling pets, and I just think that's fabulous. Okay, one more we have to talk about for this segment is, I don't know if you're aware of it, but we have an organization here called Ben's Bells, and it's all about intentional acts of kindness. And they've gotten,
they've gotten
some national press lately, and they're expanding because they connected with Newtown. After people reached out to them after the shooting, and Jeanette Mare, she's been a guest on our show, and we connected them with Southwest Airlines, and a bunch of their team flew back to help with the hanging of the bells. And it's all about intentional kindness because Jeanette lost her son very early when he was 2 years old. And she said acts of kindness helped her heal and start Ben's Bells. So that's another show. But you did a Kindness Week campaign with Rachel's Challenge. So talk about that. It was like, wow, here's another one that just really resonates with the whole Mrs. Green's World message.
Yes. Last fall, we work with Rachel's Challenge, which is a wonderful organization that came out of the tragedy following Columbine. We wanted to work with them because I just really believe in what they're doing. And, you know, I had heard the statistic that I believe it's over 100,000 kids skip school every single day because they don't want to be bullied and they don't want to, you know, face that kind of humiliation and that kind of fear.
Right.
And so we wanted to create something to sort of support kids of all ages or students of all ages as they were heading back to school. And, you know, for both Rachel's Challenge and ourselves, you know, they really wanted to focus on the positive message. So instead of focusing on this anti-bullying or trying to stop something, they wanted to promote a culture of kindness. And, you know, we thought a lot about it, and it was sort of like, okay, well, then let's put in the 1 minute. And it's these 1 minute acts. And the more we spoke with people, the more, you know, again, I think this is a misperception that people have about trying to do some good in the world. It's like, well, I can't be Gandhi. I can't be Mother Teresa. So I'm just one person. What can I do? And we were thinking back, you know, in our lives of the moments that really stand out to you, the moments that, you know, were perception shifting or, you know, when somebody did something for you that's, you know, makes your day better, makes your day a little brighter, and then how your energy changes and how you pass on that energy. You know, even something as simple as giving up your seat on the subway for somebody who needs it.
And if you've ever been in New York, that is a big deal.
I
used to live in New Jersey. It's like giving up your seat on the subway, that is golden.
It is. And it can change your whole day.
It absolutely can. You know, I put something up on my Facebook this past week, maybe it was the week before, and there was this young kid in line in Safeway in front of me, and I was, of course, probably on my phone checking messages or something, and there was a little delay, so my radar went up, and he was trying to buy some cheese. And I said, oh, my goodness. And his debit card didn't work. And I said, just put it on mine. It's fine. Oh, hon, you know, it's fine. And I put it on Facebook. And I said, I'm not trying to brag. That wasn't the point. Oh, I spent $4 and, you know, 82 cents for this kid's cheese. It's because of organizations like yours and Ben's Bells that keep in my consciousness pay it forward, do an intentional act of kindness, and then you'll crack up. I said to him, and he was like, oh, thank you so much. And I said, but I have a favor. And he got this look on his face. And I said, no, can I just have that plastic bag that the cheese is in? Because you don't really need that, and I'll take it home. And he just cracked
Brilliant.
Up. It was like, we don't need a bag for one item, people. So, I mean, it was really pretty funny. So that's intentional acts of kindness. And 100,000 kids staying home, again, that's probably conservative, because bullying is just an incredibly awful blight in our world right now. So thank you for doing that. And now I know about that. And now you know about Ben's Bells.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And we're actually going to do it again with them. I mean, this year we were able to do it for taking a week. I believe there were 10,000 acts of kindness that we were able to create or pass along or share with people on Facebook. And we're going to regroup with them again in September. So,
and I wonder, I want to reiterate that your message is, please don't think there's nothing you can do. You can do it from your computer. You can do it when you're not beeping your horn at someone that just cut you off. You can look someone in the eyes and smile. So yes, every one of us can do something. Now let's talk about April. What are you doing for Earth Month? I love it.
Yeah, we're really, you know, another one of my passions besides becoming the water police has been the rainforests. And I know it's easy or potentially easy to feel a little disconnected from our forests, especially, you know, living in the concrete jungle or maybe even living in, you know, a desert environment
right,
like you are.
Right.
But the rainforests are hugely important. And the loss of our forests are actually contributing more to greenhouse gas emissions each year than all of the world's planes, trains, and automobiles combined.
Just say it again. Just say it again. So that in case somebody got distracted, say it again.
Yeah, the loss of our forests is contributing more to greenhouse gas emissions every year than all of the world's planes, trains, and automobiles combined.
So it really matters.
It matters humongously. Also, 50% of the world's plants and animals live in these rainforests. And if we were to lose their homes, we would be facing an extinction crisis that we have not seen since the dinosaurs.
It's almost like the beginning of the end. And I did share with you in our conversation this morning, I had to go. I had to go. And I went. And when you talk about the importance of it, it made me, it like snapped me to attention about we are one planet, we are a global community, and we are all connected. And boy, we better care a lot about what they're doing down here because it's scary.
It is. And they're also, you know, they help to regulate our thermostat. They're like a worldwide thermostat. So they're helping to regulate the temperature and also the weather patterns. And, you know, being in New York City with, you know, these superstorms with Sandy and the devastation that it wrought, I mean, this is immensely important.
It's getting people's attention.
Yeah. So again, we went to one of our very favorite organizations, Greater Good, and the rainforest site, which is one of my very favorites because to me, it's so exciting because every time you click, it saves 11.4 square feet. Now this to me, that's a no-brainer.
One click.
You get up in the morning with your coffee and you can click. And we wanted to create something special for Earth Month and especially for Earth Day. So we created a special video, and every time someone shares that video on Facebook, it will protect one square foot of land.
So is it every time, like if I do it every day?
If you were to share it every day, yes, every day would represent a square
And our
foot
team
of land.
Will. I already know that Kelly King did it, I'm sure. I put it up, and I can guarantee you we're a team that promotes all of these great causes.
Thank you. This one's really exciting to me.
Really exciting.
Because, you know, we're working, and the land is going to be saved through a wonderful organization called World Land Trust US, and they're already making a difference because they were just able to verify that their work with the rainforest was able to bring the tapir back from the brink of extinction.
So where did you, I mean, I want people to look at this site. I mean, I really want them to look at that video. I went and I said to my husband, I said, hun, you have to come up and see this. And it's just so good. Not just content, but the quality of it. Like, you know, people like me salivate. It's like, oh my God, look at this production. In the beginning, I just have to ask this, is the background setting, is it in Central Park in the very beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, okay, I've been there, I know where that is, and all of the all of the pieces. When the, I don't know if it's a lizard or an iguana, is moving from one square to the next. I want to get people...
That's my brilliant sister.
Oh, your brilliant sister. I hope I meet her someday. So this is something that I want to get listeners really excited about. Go to your Facebook page. It's on there. And then you'll be telling other people, oh my gosh, come up here. You have to look at this.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you can find it at facebook.com/therainforestsite. Or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/whatyoucando.
What you can do.
That's where you have to share it from to make the share count, from one of those two Facebook pages. It's on our website where you can see it, but then your share won't count.
Okay, so that's what I did. I shared it from Facebook. And it's,
perfect.
I mean, talk about benefiting the World Land Trust. And so many people saying yes to you. That's what I think is so wonderful. You're calling and you're knocking on their doors and they're saying yes. And to me, that's like raising the voice for the goodness of the planet. It's really unbelievable. And it saves 11.6 square feet every time you click.
Well, this video will save 1 square foot.
Okay.
Once this campaign is over, the Rainforest site still does amazing work. And every time you click on the rainforestsite.com and just that big green button, it saves, I believe, 11.4.
Okay. So that's, those numbers, again, just absolutely are impressive. And we have about 2 minutes till the break. So let's try to cover this a little bit before we come back and talk about what you're going to be up to next, because I'm going to be watching. But when you talk about, to me, shopping consciously. There's another company that I found out about that's right up the road in Scottsdale called Hearts.com. So talk about why people need to look and see things that are Rainforest Alliance certified, that they're not being something that's Rainforest ripoff certified, which is really a lot of what could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we could bemoan that we live in a consumer culture, and we could bemoan that for an hour. Should we choose to.
Right.
But the good part about that is that your purchasing has power. And so, if everybody started putting their money behind certain of these products, I can guarantee you that more companies will put, their products where we'll get Rainforest Alliance certified. They're another really, really wonderful organization. And they are actually doing a video that we didn't have anything to do with, but it's really brilliant, called Follow the Frog.
Right.
That you can see on their web, website. And it's really easy. When you're shopping, just look for the little green frog. And, they're not even just boutique products. I know Paul Newman participates. Dove Chocolate, which is a really big deal for me, participates.
Big deal. Okay, we're going to have to take another short break. I'm sure everyone is going to want to stay here with me. More from Jessica Arenella.
Hi, I'm Abbott Taylor. With over 35 years creating jewelry in Tucson, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Please come in and see some of the thousands of designs we have created, or come in and have us design something original just for you. Whether you're looking for a simple and stylish graduation gift, your engagement ring, or a breathtaking jewelry piece to celebrate an important birthday or anniversary, you can't beat our competitive diamond pricing. With 100% trade-up guaranteed, set in an Abbott Taylor jewelry design, always using earth-friendly recycled gold. Abbott Taylor Jewelers, exquisite jewelry designs and exceptional diamond deals created right here in Tucson for over 35 years. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
It's got advanced technology. It's got major breakthroughs in technology everywhere you look. It's the 2013 Honda Accord. Hi there, this is Mrs. Green, and I want to share with you that after nearly 40 years of heritage, this is the most stunning Accord ever. The highly respected Automotive Magazine raves that the 2013 Honda Accord offers unparalleled talent of goodness. Please visit Chapman Honda at 4646 East 22nd Street in Tucson to check it out and see for yourself.
Do you dare to share? In 2009, the University of Arizona started its car sharing program. Today, students, faculty, and staff have access to a shared fleet of cars that includes 7 hybrids and even the zero-emissions Nissan Leaf. Not only does car sharing give the campus community wheels, but it takes all those extra cars off the road, too. Now that greens things up, doesn't it? The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Are you thinking about swapping out your old items for new? Think Habitat when you do. Don't trash it. Have a store it. Habitat for Humanity Tucson will resell your donated furniture, appliances, and building supplies and use the proceeds to build affordable homes in the greater Tucson area. Call now at 520-889-7200 for a free pickup. You can bring your donations to Habitat's Have a Store at 935 West Grant Road, just a quarter mile east of I-10. For more information, go to habitattucson.org.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. And I am sure if you have been with us from the beginning, or if you just joined us, you are thrilled and you are thinking our guest today is Jessica Arenella. She is the series creator for the What You Can Do series, and she's been lavish in her praise of her creative sister and her wonderful husband. So it's a family affair, and we're talking about what they are indeed doing to change the world and inspiring all of us to action. I apologize for that 30 seconds of dead air. It's so interesting to me when stuff like that happens. Now, I used to panic and just go, oh my God. And now I listen to NPR, and guess what? It even happens on NPR. There was a glitch in the matrix. Thanks for staying with us, and we'll get it fixed when we put it up on the podcast. And we've got a great team, and stuff happens. So there you go. So Jessica, let's go on and on. First of all, I want to tell you, some of our team is coming to New York in September, and Kelly will probably be emailing someone on your team to say, can we come meet you when we come there?
Oh, I would love that. That'd be wonderful.
It'll be so exciting. I don't know if the room can stand the two of us with our energy levels, but we'll figure it out.
Maybe we could do a vlog. That'd be fun.
That'd be so fun. It would really be fun. So for this month, you are really working actively to raise the consciousness about the rainforest. It really matters. Talk a little bit about what consumers can do that helps the rainforest by even reducing their paper consumption.
I just want to circle back, though, because I was
circle
wrong
back.
And you were right. It's for everyday clicking at therainforestsite.com, it's 11.6 square feet.
Okay.
But our video is one square feet. So you
were
right
about that.
It's a great
video. It says one square, and I'm thinking this is so great, and it gives you a visual about what you can do. It's instant gratification, which in our world, we like that too, unfortunately.
Yes, I know. But yes, again, we work, one really easy thing you can do is you can look for Rainforest Alliance certified products when you go shopping, and it's super easy because you just look for the little green frog.
Which is adorable, and I do.
And, another thing that we all need to start thinking about is how we use paper. Now, again, full disclosure, I am the water police, but my sister always says about me, I'm great with water. I'm not always great with paper. So it was really illuminating for me to learn that, according to the EPA, Americans use 71 million tons of paper and paperboard products every year.
Just the visual for that, you can't even get. It's so massive, you can't get your head or your eyes around what that would look like.
You know, so obviously one really easy and simple thing to do is recycle. You know, I believe that if every American recycled their newspaper, for example, in the morning, it would save 25 million trees a year.
And how could you not do that? Like, I'm the recycle paper Nazi, too, and so is my husband. The police is a better word to use.
Yes, recycling police. Yes. You know, and also sometimes it's really simple, like easy things. For example, I have a problem with paper towels. I love a paper towel. It's very hard for me with the paper towel. But, you know, one thing I learned is like, okay, if I'm going to use this paper towel, I'll rip them in like quarters. I mean, they're really big sheets.
Right. Or buy the half sheets. We've started doing that. And if I just, paper towels is a huge one. That's another thing when I go to people's houses and they spill a drop of water and they pull four towels off of the paper towel. And I'm going there. You're right. It's like the little hives start popping out on my neck. And it's like, you want to get invited back here. Don't say anything.
Don't do that. Yeah. You know, or even something simple like, you know, when you go to the movies, for example, you know, you don't need 19 of those paper napkins, especially if you're just going to throw them out after.
You're so right. You're so right.
And you know, a tip that someone gave us that I actually thought was really cool is if you're going to go out to dinner, You know, for example, you could bring, and you know you're probably not going to finish everything, you can bring your own, like, recyclable container with you, and that saves them papers for when they're sending it back to you.
And then you don't have the dreaded styrofoam come to your table in a plastic bag. And exactly. That is one thing that we do. We bring our own to-go containers, and we have had lots of people respond when I put a picture. It's a new habit, that's all. And, you know, one thing I want to mention, I don't know if you're aware of it, but this takes a little bit longer, but we've done it. There's some website called catalogchoice.org.
And oh, cool.
You can go, and it's catalogchoice.org, and it does take longer because you have to go in there and enter every catalog you get, and then they notify the company to stop sending them. So I've done that, and you have to keep
great.
Doing it. Like I like Land's End. I don't need six books around Christmas time a week about ordering from Land's End, and I can go online. So that catalog choice is another good one. So before we run out of time, which you know you and I will, and all that means is another show someday, is what are you going to do? If you want to say anything else about the campaign now, that's great. But what are you? What's coming up? What's a little bit in the future about May and, you know, some of the other campaigns that you are looking at in the months to come.
Yeah, so again, if anybody wants to get involved with the rainforest, it's such an easy thing to do. Just facebook.com/whatyoucando or facebook.com/therainforestsite and just share that video, and it will help to protect 1 square foot of land. We're hoping to have a really big number by the end of April.
I hope so. And you've got to let us know. We'll put it with our great social media team. I've got a Twitter queen, and we'll put it in our feed every day. So that
oh,
is,
thank you.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you,
that's
thank
great.
You. And, you know, I think we just did it. We only launched about a week ago, and I think we've already saved 1,200 square feet.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fingers crossed. But coming up in May, we're really excited. One of my favorite topics that we cover, and I know actually that Tucson, you guys are leaders on this.
Leaders.
Is for protecting the night. And one thing that I was learned about that's become one of my favorite topics is that in losing the darkness of the night sky, it's not only an aesthetic issue. It actually has massive implications for climate change, for animal welfare, and even for human health.
And people
I know
don't
Tucson,
know that either, but it's huge. I've toured some of the telescopes up on Mount Lemmon and met with some of the, this guy wins, he wins international awards for his photography. But yes, connect those dots for us.
Yeah, so I believe it was Flagstaff became the first international dark city in 2001. But you in Tucson, you were the first big city to have a lighting ordinance, basically to protect the research around the telescopes at Kitt Peak.
And it's nice to hear things that Arizona does right in the news, because we make it a lot for what I think are not so right reasons. So let's go on.
Yes. And I know that you guys were involved, I think, in a battle with the billboards, which we work with this man. I think he's so wonderful. His name is Kevin Poe, and he is the Dark Ranger. And if you want to see a really wonderful video highlighting your city, you can go to youtube.com/IamTheDarkRanger.
Okay,
and it's,
love it.
It's great. It highlights Tucson, and he gives you an introduction to him, who we're really excited to be working with in May. But he's really passionate about the billboards, because with all of that light spilling up into the sky, it's a major problem. And it's a really simple solution that all you would need to do is flip the lights from the bottom to the top.
You're kidding.
That's all you need to do, because it's the light spill going up that is really affecting, you know, animals, birds, especially in New York. I mean, so you have a lot of billboards. We've got a lot of buildings, which is a major problem for birds. I believe the statistic is 100,000, over 100,000 birds are getting killed every year from flying into them, because they look like, to them in the dark, they look like trees. So they're trying to land on them, and they're getting killed.
And I think what you said, if I remember, because another, I love when you provide substantive facts. I think that the notes that your someone on your team sent was that it's 100 million birds. And that makes sense.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I think, I mean, it's really, it is a big number. We can check that out. But the point is, it's a lot. It's a big number.
Yes, it is. And you know what? I think you are right. So thank you for correcting me. You know, and it's, you know, simple things like, I know that Paris, for example, the city of light, is sort of starting to lead the world, and that they're starting to turn off the lights at a certain time. So things like that, too, if you do live, you know, and work in a high rise, to maybe speak with your boss about, you know, turning off the lights when you leave for work. I know one of the big fears around that is safety, and it was fascinating for me to learn from Kevin that actually these bright lights are making us less safe. For one thing, the human eye can't process the contrast. So, for example, if you were in a parking lot and it's those huge, huge bright lights, and, you know, say at night, if someone was standing right outside the pool of light, you wouldn't be able to see them. If the light was dimmer, you would.
You can catch them, the shadows. That makes sense. So talk a little bit about what this campaign is going to be like, because I get the idea of the rainforest and click and save, you know, do a square and save miles in the rainforest, save, you know, miles of acres in the rainforest. Is this really to raise the awareness about what action, because everything that you do has a call to action about what I can do in my house and what I can do as an employee or someone who maybe owns a building to, I love it, to darken the night. I like that.
I know, I love it, protect the night. Well, there's going to be a threefold call for action. One is, especially in a place like New York City, I think that we tend to be a little bit afraid of the dark. You know, I noticed when I went to visit my dad in sort of rural Massachusetts, I was like, it is dark here. You know, there's no such thing as darkness in New York. So
true.
The first is to raise awareness. And the second is we'd really love to get people involved in simple things you can do around your home. And in two ways, we're going to be focusing on environmental impact and sort of ecosystem and what's going on with animals. And an easy thing that you can do takes a little bit more than a minute because you have to find these things, but you can shield your lights. And if you start to shield your lights or if you start to change the color of your light, so for example, our lights tend to be in the blue spectrum, which is very, very bad for wildlife. If you start to change them to the amber spectrum, it makes a huge impact. So that's one thing. And then he's also going to be addressing, I think, you know, myself, I'm a person who doesn't sleep well.
I'm ditto right there. Sleep
is
for
talking.
Sissies. Sometimes I say that. It's like, oh,
yeah,
not sleeping.
I know. And so he's going to be giving really easy one-minute tips to help you sleep. Because part of what's happening is these new screens that we have, whether they're computer screens, whether they're a really cool, you know, device that you take to bed to read, all of these things, they're actually keeping you awake. So,
and they're
again,
everywhere. There's you turn all the lights off, and there's all of these little blue dots, even if the machine is off. And I notice it. Like sometimes if I have my computer in my room, I have to turn it away from me because even with my eyes closed, there's a piercing awareness of it. So that's a really good tip.
It is. And it also it has a huge impact on human health because apparently even one candle's illumination of light 3 feet away from you when you're sleeping prevents your body from creating melatonin. And melatonin is hugely important in the healing process, and it has even been linked to cancer, to healing cancer. So, you know, we have these such bright alarm clocks. So even something like that sort of shining on your face and turning it around can make a huge impact not only on how you sleep, but how you heal.
And here's the joke for you and me. When was the last time you needed an alarm clock? Like, alarm clock? Like, I am the alarm clock. It's like, so I have it plugged in my bedroom. So note to self, I don't need an alarm clock. I'm a human alarm clock. I know what time to wake up. Okay, before we run out of time, I would like to ask you two things, one, if we have time, but definitely this one, quickly, and then end with join the What You Can Do movement, a call to action for all of our listeners, because that's so important. We'll talk about the name of your website again, your Facebook pages, what people can do. But my question before that is, with the myriad of issues that we face as a planet, how do you and your sister and your team of incredible people, how do you pick the ones you're going to get behind? Like, I would not think of this one that you're going to do for May to reduce light pollution, and yet it is so very important. How do you decide this is what we're going to do for this month?
You know, I think a lot of it comes from our fans. We get really inspired by what inspires other people. And for example, for Protecting the Night, and also I'm very inspired by the good work that people are doing. Like, I'm very inspired by your program, you know, and I really want to look up some of the organizations that you told me about, see if there's a way that we could help them.
Right, right.
You know, we met Kevin because I was out and I heard him give a speech, and I'd never heard it before, and he really inspired me. You know, some of them are obviously deeply personal. You know, for example, cancer is always going to be, you know, a heart sticker for me.
Right.
Water, I'm the water police. And then really a lot of it comes from inspiration from our environment, inspiration from what people are telling us that they'd like to see. And any place that we feel like we could make an impact, we really want to try.
And you have such loyal followers. You do. I mean, to me, it's never about the numbers. You do have huge numbers, but you have lots of engagement. Okay, we have probably a little bit over a minute left or a little bit less. Tell people what they can do to become a part of the movement.
Oh my gosh, there's the music.
Yeah, please join us. We're at whatyoucando.com, youtube.com/whatyoucando365. If you subscribe there, that's hugely helpful. And join us if you want to be part of these challenges at facebook.com/whatyoucando.
Okay,
and at Twitter, we're at whatyoucando2.
Okay, this is one wonderful human being, a great movement, Jessica Aranella from What You Can Do series. Next week, Peggy Turk-Boyer, International Center for the Study of Deserts and Oceans. They are doing important things and fascinating work. Please be with me again. Make it a great green week. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of Mrs. Green's World.